Donald's response. The mother of all advice.
My mother was of Scottish heritage, and she gave me some sage advice that I've always tried to follow. Trust in God and be true to yourself. That covers a lot of territory, and I think it can help give us a strong sense of identity while keeping the big picture in mind. It's also so brief that it was easy to remember. I must have been thinking of my mother when I first said to think big. They say brevity is the soul of wit, but it's also the key to a good memory. My mother enjoyed lavish spectacle, and she liked to watch the royal processions and ceremonies from Europe. Maybe my more flamboyant side comes from her, even if she was Scottish and very careful with money and time. She always had time to give to charity and needy causes, so her interests were diverse yet well-balanced. I like to think mine are too, and I'm a quiet giver in many cases. We lost a member of our family when my elder brother Fred died at the age of 42. That had a huge impact on me, and I saw the grief my parents endured. Losing a child is never easy, no matter what their age. It's always a shock, and it affects you every day for the rest of your life. I think I realized how valuable life truly is, and determined to make mine the best I possibly could for myself and those around me. It was a defining moment in my life. That is one of those quiet reasons for being the way I am. The end result may not always be so quiet, but the impetus is there big time because of this loss. I felt closer to my parents than ever and felt responsible for their well-being and happiness after that terrible event in their lives. Yes, it was hard for me, but it was much harder for them. My mother was a devout person, and she lived her faith. That was a great example to me as a child and as an adult. She was very strong and yet very gentle, and she was also very humble. She gave everything she had without reservation. So when I speak so highly of my parents, you can see that there's good reason to.